Happy National Dairy Month. Here in Wisconsin, we take that seriously. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for my friends at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, where our hardworking dairy farm families' checkoff dollars are dedicated to research, promotion, and education. Promotion definitely on the emphasis side during the month of June. Remember, you can locate all the June dairy celebrations in and around your community or wherever you may be headed online, wisconsindairy.org. Today, we're focused in on how dairy checkoff dollars are being invested in developing new products right here in the state of Wisconsin that will use our existing milk and turn it into fantastic new products for consumers. One exciting project that is underway at the University of Wisconsin River Falls involves a product we're calling Root Curd. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. The team at UW River Falls is one of the top three winners in the Dairy Management Incorporated's new product competition. This year's competition challenged student teams to develop a new dairy or dairy-based product for calming. The new product had to be a good source of protein, be great tasting, healthful, and in line with regulatory criteria, and promote the real seal. Well, let's find out about the River Falls entry that's one of the top three in the nation called Root Curd. The person that got it all started is Dr. Grace Lewis, one of the professors at UW River Falls in the food science area. That actually, Grace, you tell me this all started by just bringing it up as an idea to your students, right?
Yeah, so honestly, these students have been some of the best students. I mean, I have no complaints about the students attending UW River Falls at all. They've been so self-motivated, so driven. So really, I just brought it up during a food science club meeting, and I said, are you interested in trying this out? And I had five students who literally would work until 8 p.m. some nights just working on this dairy product development. But it's funded through Dairy Management, Inc. To come up with a new dairy product, at least 51% dairy, a good source of protein, to help with calming effects. So, of course, calming is huge on the market right now with COVID-19 contributing to such negative mental health, you know, things. So these students worked for months developing this new dairy product. And I don't know if you want me to start talking about that product yet.
Yeah, well, you know, you might as well, because I think some people might be surprised to see or understand how well dairy fits into that calming movement.
Absolutely. So this product specifically, and it's going to sound a little weird, but it's phenomenal. It tastes very, very good. But there's actually an enzyme in ginger. So ginger, of course, is known for its calming effects. There's an enzyme in ginger that actually coagulates milk into a pudding-like texture. So these students, one student specifically is from China, where this is commonly done for some dessert purposes. But these students took this ginger juice with the enzyme, and they added it to milk, specifically ultra-filtered milk, as well as milk protein concentrate, so high protein, and turned it into like a single-serve cup of this delicious ginger-sweetened pudding. And it's high protein, so I can't remember the exact percentage, but above 10% protein per serving. And dairy proteins, actually, they have a bunch of branched chain amino acids. They have a bunch of beneficial compounds for muscle recovery and relaxation.
Interesting. No, it's wonderful to have those kinds of projects be recognized by Dairy Management Incorporated. The catch is it feasible for a dairy company to adopt? Could there be some future benefits for UW River Falls with this kind of product development?
Absolutely. So when the students were presenting this work, it was in front of 18 judges from the industry. And one of their comments was that it's very easy to scale up. So literally it's just a pasteurization process. You combine the two, you know, the dairy base with the ginger juice. And there are a couple of additional steps there to help preserve the flavor and the longevity of the product. But yeah, they were very impressed with how easy it would be to scale up.
Grace Lewis, along with us, she's an assistant professor at UW River Falls. Her specific area of emphasis is talking basically about our dairy products and the human body and how we can change up some of our dairy components to get the most out of it. What are your other industry peers working on? Give me some excitement about where dairy can go with these kinds of bright minds and dairy innovation type investments.
There's been a lot of, you know, misconceptions about dairy, but the truth is dairy proteins are phenomenal, right? They're so digestible, they're complete proteins, they have all of the amino acids you would need. So there's a lot of development in the protein space. As well as I'm looking at applications for the milk fat space in pharmaceuticals. Other people are targeting novel processing, so microwave drying at Cornell. UW-Madison has this huge new Center for Dairy Research where they're doing all sorts of projects on cheese, preserving the longevity, the shelf life of string cheese. There's so much going on in this space. And I think the dairy industry looks pretty good, to be honest.
Well, that's excellent to hear. Thanks, Grace. Dr. Grace Lewis along with us, one of the food science professors up at UW-River Falls that's working on a product called Root Curd. It is one of the top three in the nation in Dairy Management's Incorporated new product competition. Let's find out about Root Curd. And joining us now is Anna Early. She is one of the student members on the UW-River Falls team that helped to come up with Root Curd. All right, Anna. Take me down this path. How did you guys put together Root Curd, or did you have a lot of other products?
We discussed quite a few, but we only put two into action. So we actually started out with our Root Curd, and then our secondary idea was some sort of like hot chocolate bomb, and we were going to fill it with maybe like a chai tea spice. But we decided chocolate's just a little too hard to work with. So we kind of strayed away from that one. But initially, I mean, we just had lists and lists and lists of different things. We're like, well, we can pursue this. We can pursue this. And finally, we're like, okay, we need to take hold of the reins here. And so we landed with those two, and then we selected Root Curd after the hot chocolate bombs just weren't quite working out how we wanted them to.
You know, you bring up a good point, though, that dairy provides a lot of different options when it comes to ideas, combinations. But you are food scientists, so I'm sure that there were certain elements that you had to make sure got along in a recipe?
Yes. Yeah. And it's especially difficult with those relaxing ingredients because, you know, I guess I don't think about relaxing ingredients often, now I do, but, you know, some of those flavors are really strong when you think about your lavender, or even we discussed rose at one point, and then we have ginger in our product as well. You know, those are all really strong flavors, and so we knew ahead of time, like, okay, if we do decide to go with more than one of those flavors and combine them, the levels need to be perfect so they're not overpowering. And so we did decide to go with a ginger-based curd, and we infused it with lavender. And so I think it's a nice subtle nod to the lavender without being overpowering, and then you get the ginger in there as well. It's a really interesting taste.
You know, despite the chemistry that you're looking into, the process itself sounds fairly simple. It was kind of a straightforward product that you developed.
Yeah, that's what we thought. And so we learned throughout our process that ginger is actually incredibly finicky to work with. It's very temperature sensitive. So we had multiple tests of our product where it did not set up. So the texture that we were going for is, maybe a little thicker than a Greek yogurt, somewhere in between a Greek yogurt and a pudding. And if that product doesn't set up, it's completely liquid. And so we had a couple of test runs that came out completely liquid, and we're like, oh, gosh, you know, what are we doing wrong? And we had kept all of our controls in check, except for one thing. We were storing our ginger in the refrigerator. Well, the enzyme that we needed to coagulate actually was deactivated at cool temps and hot temps. So we had to kind of adjust there. But, yeah, so once we got that figured out, it was a rather simple process, and then we did a couple of other processes within just to kind of change the texture and as well as shelf life, too. So when we sent our product off to be tasted, they held it for, pretty close to a week before they tasted it. But I think that's a great idea because, you know, in the grocery store, these products, they're not just going to fly off the shelves. I mean, consumers might hem and haw. They might buy one or two. You know, they're not going to clear out the whole section. And so we needed a way to create a shelf-stable product. And so we added a couple different processes in. So it did get a little complicated by the end, but I think it was really a great product that turned out, and texturally and flavor-wise, it really kind of hit on all of the things we were working on.
Well, obviously. Thanks for sharing the story, Anna, and we'll cross our fingers and wait for good news from Dairy Management Incorporated later this summer on Root Curd. Anna Early, one of the student members of the winning team from UW-River Falls, working on the Dairy Management Incorporated new product competition. Like I said, we already know they're one of the top three in the nation. We'll find out later this summer if Root Curd takes the top prize of $8,000. Again, Dairy Checkoff Dollars at work, helping to develop new products for existing dairy inventory to make those consumers smile. Smile through National Dairy Month. Find those details on what events are happening near you and more about how your Dairy Checkoff dollars are being spent. Go to wisconsindairy.org. Brought to you courtesy of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.